there was a board of directors for the Park City Chamber of Commerce. I was the first paid director. So they came to me and asked me if I would do it. And I thought, do what? And they explained that Park City was just not doing well in the business industry, and the resort was not getting much publicity. So I think, as I recall, I think I got an index box card from Eleanor Bennett that had visitors' birthdays on it, and about $300 was their budget that they had at the time, and that's how the Park City Chamber of Commerce started. My directive was, you got to get this place on the map somehow. So that's when we started to concoct these crazy events that we thought we could get great publicity out of. There was a year in the late 70s where it just did not snow. And it was nicknamed the Brown Year. And it wasn't until late January that we started to panic. Actually, the hotels and restaurants and retail stores were absolutely dying. So they came to the Chamber of Commerce, which I was running at the time, and said, what are we going to do? And that's when we sat down and concocted this brownout event. So we concocted this idea of stealing the weather person off of the air of KTVX Channel 4 in Salt Lake City and called the station manager, who agreed to this crazy event. So a gentleman by the name of Benny Hastings, who was a retired Vietnam helicopter pilot, said he would take his helicopter down to the station and park it in the KTVX parking lot. And Jerry Calmes, dressed in a yellow slicker, and I can't remember who the guy from the mining district was, went with him, and they marched on the air on live television and kidnapped Shelley Thomas off of the air. And she didn't know about it, but everybody else is. Took her out, put her in a helicopter, and flew her to Park City. And we had a kangaroo court with the whole town telling her that she would not be released until it snowed. And the thing, so we had accommodations for her and everything. And the interesting thing is it snowed like crazy that night, and we got like 2.5 feet of snow by the next morning. So it kind of hit the local news at that time. But that you can't do that kind of stuff anymore. The resort was the big impetus because it was really the only functioning. I mean, Park West was out of town at that time, and there was no Deer Valley. So the resort was the main energy component. One of the big functions that took place there one year was called the Bacanta Cup, which I think was one of the big pro events that came to the Park City Mountain Resort in the early years. And the reason it came was because Stein was an aerial skier. I don't know if people know that. He was one of the first, is my understanding, to do an inverted aerial. It was in those days called hot dog skiing. So they brought a race, the Bacanta Cup, which they set up on in Thames Canyon. Well, now, if you can imagine trying to get competitors, spectators on gondolas up to the top of Thames Canyon, then they would hike down the side and all sit there and cheer. And I was asked by Stein to be his recorder because he couldn't really call the race and remember the names because the language wasn't really great at that time. And it was something else. That was kind of the streak era. People would start streaking, and that was the year that all of a sudden came out of the starting gate and nobody could catch him was a nude hot dog skier with only a backpack on, flying down the mountain with all of his wonderfuls flapping in the breeze and doing skiing. And Stein is just commentating this whole thing. The audience just cracked up. Of course, it made the papers all over the place. That's one way to get on the news. The Bacanta Cup was, I think, the beginning of the big races. And then soon after that, the World Cups started coming.
Amanda Peterson and others came up with many more entertaining events, such as Ski with Stein Day and the Osmond Family Winter Carnivals. One event, however, actually scared tourists away. A mafia party had the town's characters raising money for the chamber through any legal means. The person who raised the most would be named the Don of Park City. However, reports of their activities published in the local paper frightened tourists from town who didn't realize it was all in good fun. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.